you, Mr. Chair. This is Arizona Board of Executive Premise C, and you are appearing before the board today for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 19th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
March? Yes.
That's the one that you signed saying that the hearing would be held today. And on there, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning, therefore, may I assume that you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, hopefully you can see us. Can you see us okay today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there are five board members. All five board members are present today. And they are the one that's closest to you, which is to my left, your right, would be the Honorable Mr. Rudy Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. On the other side of her is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair today. We're also having a room with us today. This system camera is going to work, and it's working. Mr. Oliveira. Mr. Oliveira is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Chad and Mr. Oliveira, would both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? Nothing but the truth will help you, God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chad, as I indicated, that you have two allegations on your warrant, and once I read each of them, I'm going to give you an option of three options. One, you can say that it's true, false, or you can plead the fifth. The reason we give you the option to plead the fifth, that you don't want to talk about it, because we do show that you have a booking number on the warrant as well as a DR number on the warrant, and we don't know whether this has been resolved or not. And if it has not been resolved and it goes to court, the prosecuting attorney or your attorney could request a copy of this recording because this police proceeding this evening is being recorded. So I'm going to give you that opportunity to say true, false, or I plead the fifth. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, sir?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm going to read each of these. The first one is that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaulted behavior on or about February 21st, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth?
It is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in verbally threatening behavior on or about February 21st, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that one true or false, or do you plead the fifth?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Chad, I move to find that he's in violation of terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, the motion by myself, seconded by Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we are going into phase two of your hearing. Now, phase two is a very important part of your hearing because here we make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. However, when we begin phase two of the hearing, we always begin that by receiving some background information on you. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you, and then the board will make its determination. So if you would hold on, sir, remain quiet. We'll be back to you very shortly. Mr. Oliveira, would you give us some background information on Mr. Chad?
Offender Chad was released from the Department of Corrections on December 29th of 2017. He was arrested on February 21st of 2018 by Phoenix PD on a new felony charge of aggravated assault, health care professional. He was returned back to DOC custody on February 26th of 2018. He had 0 days abscond. His supervision ended will be on June 2nd of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 3 years, 3 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one chart with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 4 of 4, mental health score of a 3, and substance abuse score of 0. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has a moderate disciplinary history with violence noted. Other arrest, in 2008, public sexual indecency, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction probation. 2009, indecent exposure, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction probation. And in 2012, domestic violence, Arizona, felony conviction probation. His community risk level is a G1, B2. And status of charges, an email was received from Senior Court Officer Stephon Smith on Wednesday, March 28th of 2018. Per Maricopa County Attorney's Office, states the case was refused prosecution and not filed. It should be noted that on our detainer screen, Phoenix PD has lodged a felony hold on the offender for this case.
Okay, so that means that when he's released, whether now or later, they will pick him up, the Phoenix Police Department will pick him up at that time.
That means, I think.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Oliveri. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Chair. Based on the information that we have, we do show that you were released from prison on December 29, 2017, and you were pre-approved to go to the Denver Vista Hospital located in Mesa, Arizona. So did you go there once you were released, sir?
Yes, I did. And, sir, I got told that the county charge got dropped.
Okay, so I understand that we're doing the basis of what we do have from the Department of Corrections, and sometimes we don't have the same information that you have, but that's the information that the Department of Corrections had at the time that they received this information. So we just want to
So if I do
get
out, I'll go back to county?
Well, that depends upon whether your information is correct or ours. If our information is correct, then yes, sir, you will be picked up by the Phoenix Police Department. Now, if it's been dropped, then you will not be. Now, we do not know whether it's been dropped or not. That's the information that you have, that it's been dropped. We cannot confirm or deny that because we just don't have that information, sir. So you'll have to check with your 03 once the hearing is over to make sure that you have the correct information on that, sir. Or if you or your family have contact with an attorney or with the court, you can find that out yourself. But we just don't have that information, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. May I just ask you, sir, maybe it's over here somewhere, but why were you transferred to a hospital? You had some illness or something? Or isn't it?
Yes, I got bipolar, I got ADHD, I got schizophrenia, and I got autism.
Okay. And
they started diagnosing me with PTSD
okay.
When I was younger, from being abused.
Yes, sir. Now, since you returned in February, I think it was, have they placed you on any type of medication, sir?
Yes, I have. And I was taking them. If I didn't take them, it would be a violation. I did show up to all my in-random classes. I checked every month. I dropped my UA. It came up clean. I started going to church, and I do take ownership on the pushing, the health provider. When I get back out, I do want to try to get a job. I want to try to get back on my Social Security and, attend on my groups at the clinic at Mesa Heritage Clinic over there in Mesa. I want to attend extra classes for anger management because I think that would be very beneficial for me because I do have a really bad temper, and I know that. And now that I know that if it gets too bad, I call the crisis team. Before I did not know that, I'm also on the ACT team. I'm calling every day to make sure that I'm okay, make sure that I'm taking my meds, and they will spend a lot more time with me and stuff.
Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Chair. Now, when you were out, did you have any family or community support at all when you were out, sir, or were you just on your own, sir?
I was on my own.
Okay. Do you have
I don't have anybody.
Anybody in Arizona? No family? No?
My foster parents, I've never done nothing to them. They don't have nothing to do with me.
Okay. Well, we don't. I understand, sir. And I guess because of your illness, you didn't have any employment while you were out, but you said when you get out the next time, you do want to seek some employment. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it's always good. Now, do you have, to the best of your knowledge, I know that because of your illness you may not know, but do you have any type of skill at all that you have to do? What can you do?
I'm basically hands-on work.
Okay.
So that means, like, if I can't really sit in a chair, I can't really read and write that well, I do black out a lot. So I have to take my medication to the job, so I don't be take my job. But like hands-on work, and I can't really sit down and like, you know, do a computer or anything like that. I gotta do more like packing boxes or stocking shelves and like learning stuff like that. And I really never had a job, so this is actually really exciting for me that I could actually go to get my job skills and, you know what I mean, and be able to get a better job out there. And I don't think I will not be coming back at all.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know that you know what you can and cannot do. That truly makes a difference that you've already assessed your situation. Let me just ask one other question. I'm going to other board members with questions. And this question is, well, I may have more than one. But my first question there is that when you were out and you had this physical engagement behavior, were you on your medicine at that time, or were you not on your medication when you...
I was on my medications.
But what happened then if you were on your medication? Why did this happen? Why did this incident take place, sir?
This incident, he was yelling at me, and with me, the doctor said over there in county, they said that when you have autism and someone screams at you, you get very, like, scared. And so I got really scared, and I actually didn't know how to cope, and he was keeping me in the office, and I didn't know how to deal with it, and we had started, you know, we waited out, and but I had to take ownership because I know that was wrong, and I was, you know, I was a health provider that was actually screaming at me and every day and actually picking on me and stuff.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was at the TOP half of the house, I was receiving free housing, and I know that when I get back out, I'm going to go to my clinic and go get like some other kind of like more structured environment that is like a halfway house or some kind of group home for me to go to, so I can go to not get myself in trouble. If I have to go back to Desert Vista, I'll check myself in so I can go to be there and be safe and so I can go to find the right housing.
Okay, let me just ask you one other question, sir. I do take note that when you were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department. What was going on there, sir?
I turned myself in.
Oh, you turned yourself in? Oh, I'm glad to know that you turned yourself in. So you called the Phoenix Police Department and they came by and picked you up and...
Well, they called the cops and then they pressed the charges and then I just sat there and got arrested.
Okay, sir. Well, we're glad that you didn't resist. But at this time, sir, I'm going to go to other board members who might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, any questions for Mr. Chad? Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Sir, I see that in previous times you had some sexual offenses like indecent exposure and something else, I think it said in there. That is not a pre-dead thing. I mean, you're not normally doing that kind of thing, are you?
No, I'm not. I actually got robbed because I was not competent.
Because
I got, went to the attorney so that I was not understanding what was going on at that time. And at that time, I was still learning on independent living skills, which I'm still learning on independent living skills. I don't even know how to really take care of myself. That's why the clinic has provided me with an act team that would actually go to help me. And about teaching independent living skills and teaching life skills and teaching how to cook and clean and wash my food. Because I don't know how to do all that. I've never done that myself.
Okay.
Once you had somebody that had to help me and guide me and, you know, all that stuff. So,
Mr. Chair.
No, it didn't get dropped.
No. Okay, all right.
I
don't
know.
I'm going to go back to the offense where you said the person was keeping you in the office. So what did you actually do to him, sir?
I pushed him.
And then after you pushed him, what happened?
I made a run for it because I was scared.
Okay. you run to?
I ran down the street, and we went over to this, the nearest gas station. I made a phone call to my friend to see if he could go come talk to me, to go calm me down, and go to see if he could go tell me. And so I go to contact my boss, and when I did something wrong, and I knew that, basically screwed, and I'm going to be called, going back to prison, and they'll be on another charge, and I only remember little bits and pieces when I'm playing. I don't know where exactly where the gas station was actually where I went.
After that, you went back to the facility?
Yeah, I went to Maricopa, and I sit sitting there for like 4 days at least, and then they were pulling me up and said, my chart got dropped, they're kicking you out. And I was like, I went home, and they said, no, you're welcome back to DLC. And I was like, but your chart didn't get dropped.
Okay, so what I'm asking is that when you ran out of the facility where you were staying and you came back when the police arrested you, when you came back, were you calm when the police, you said you said
that? I was actually really calm. I apologized and I said that I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I need some help. And then they signed it. You know, we're going to put a petition on the other guy that I pushed past Charmans. I would have went to UPC in the hospital.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Any further questions by board members? I don't see any further questions at this time, sir, by board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. However, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Can I be able to ask a question?
Yes.
Does this say on the paper that you guys have that I won't be going back to county?
The paper does not say whether we'll be going back to county or not, to the best of my knowledge. I think it really depends upon, well, I don't know whether there are any other charges or not, but as it relates to the charge that you were, it really depends upon whether the charges have been dropped or whether they are pending. But according to information that's been provided by Mr. Oliveira, representing the Department of Corrections, there is a hold on you by the Phoenix Police Department. We don't know why that hold is there at this particular time. Or do we know, Mr. Oliveira, sir?
The hold was placed in regards to this current case.
Okay, so we do show that there is a hold on when you get out. But I don't know anything beyond that, so therefore we can't ask any further questions because we just don't know, sir.
Why
would
you
hold
it until
we
got dropped?
I don't know who told you it got dropped.
It was the CEO, the leader of the company, and they said that it got dropped.
Okay, well, you need to work with them to make sure that they gave you the correct information. We just are not in a position to answer that, sir. And I'm saying we go on the basis of information that we have. Sometimes our information may not be as current as what you have, so you need to work with them. That's the only thing that we can say on that, sir, at this time. But now the board will go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we're going to come back to you with the decision of this board. I find that Mr. Chad is very amenable individual. He's very, now that he's on his medication, he sounds like he understands what's going on around him, and he understands it quite well, and he understands what he did wrong, and just an unfortunate situation because of the many illnesses, and I use the word illnesses, the many challenges that he has, and that he's had them over the years, and it's going to take some time, in my opinion, for him, and I'm not a medical person, it's going to take some time for him to get back adjusted to the outside. I think that from my perspective, and I could go on and on, I think it would be best for him just to complete this term in as much as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, but while he's still in there, and he worked with his CO3 or anyone else who we could work with to come out with a plan so that when he gets out, whether he has to go to a county or not, or when he gets out, so that he'll be ready to to be a productive citizen. I think he can do it, but it's going to take some work because he does have some challenges. I believe he admits that himself. And when there are challenges such as he has, it's going to take a while for him to adjust. But I hope that he will get adjusted, and when he gets out officially, he'll be ready to move forward and not just be out there just going from hospital to hospital or just out on the streets. And I think this would be in his best interest. But I'm only one board member, sir, and we operate independent of each other. Therefore, I'm going to open it up for discussion from other board members at this time. Yes, the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Dr. I'm really torn on this one because I think there has to be a better place for him to be, given all his conditions and all this situation. But I just don't know what that is. And I don't think putting him on, even though Ms. Hayes has the mental health caseload, and I think she's probably very good, but she's only one person, and I don't know how much she can do to, you know, protect him and find a good place for him to be. I reluctantly agree with you, but I think there's a better place in prison, but we just don't know what that is.
I do agree with you. When I said what I said, I didn't mean that. I agree with you 100%. There has to be a better place, but unfortunately, we don't, as a board, we don't have that better place for him. And so I just hope that somebody could work with him while he's still incarcerated so that he can find that better place for him. But thank you so very much. Honorable Mr. Johnson, sir.
I'm kind of like, I think this guy clearly has some medical or mental issues that he has to deal with. He's aware of his issues, and he wants to get something done. And he's pretty much set a pretty good plan for him to get something done with himself, with the facilities that he would be going into. I heard the writer, Thomas Oliveri, said that the county attorney refused to file charges, and the county attorney refused to file charges. And I think that out of all things else, I think Mr. Chairman is very honest. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that he, you know, had a panic and pushed the medical provider, ran out the building, came back, apologized when he got himself together, apologized, and then sat there and waited for the police, you know, go ahead and take him. I don't think, you know, keeping him incarcerated would be helping when he's trying to reach out and better himself. I think that if he had the opportunity to get back out and maybe get into some other programs, that's probably the best thing for him that could actually help. So I think that would be good for him to get out. I don't know what the hold is still on Phoenix PD, maybe he didn't take it off, but I just think that, you know, I just feel that he's been terribly honest. He was apologetic. I do believe that he came back and, you know, he apologized for what he did, and he needs to be someplace where he can get some help. And I think that his PO, it looks like, according to what's been in the file, his PO was putting him in different places. He's even been hospitalized on it, and he says he's fearful of being in prison. So I think that he wouldn't. And, you know, right after that, he realized what he did was wrong, that he had done something wrong, and that he was going to be in trouble. I think that, at least as far as, you know, my concern is that I think that, you know, putting him back out and that his PO work with him would be the best thing for him.
I would agree with Mr. Johnson, except for one thing, and I don't know what it means. But if he is going to be, when he's released, if he's going to be picked up by the Phoenix Police Department, he's going to be in worse shape by just putting him back in jail. And that concerns me that he would be back in jail. He wouldn't be able to get the mental health, in my opinion, this is an opinion, I'm not an expert in the jails by any means, or about the mental health by any means, but he might not be able to get the necessary treatment that he needs by just being around with hundreds and thousands of people in jail. I think that's what I'm leaning towards, is staying in and putting together a plan, working with know the person that Ms. Rittenhouse suggested, because she knows that individual, and working with them so that he would have a plan when he gets out, because just for him, just to put him out, I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing him again, or somebody else is going to be seeing him again, and I just wouldn't want to, because he has great potential, in my opinion. But, let me listen to other board members. Board members, sorry. Anything?
If I may, Mr. Board Chairman, I can, after listening to both sides of this, so to speak, I'm a bit inclined to hear your position as the board chairman, in as much that I know that he's receiving some treatment right now, and I'm not sure what would happen with that hold. And I'm hearing Mr. Johnson. I'm not sure if that hold is just left in the system and the charges weren't dropped, or if he's going to get picked up again and be put in a worse situation. So I guess I'm inclined to take the conservative route that ensures that he continues to get help in the interim until he's released in less than 2 months. But that's my opinion.
Thank you, sir. Anything more to add, Mr. Neal, sir?
No mistake or whatever you want.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Allen, could you just read what the appeal said about the county attorney?
The email?
Yes.
The email from Senior Parole Officer Stephon Smith on Wednesday, March 28th. Per Maricopa County Attorney's Office states the case was refused, prosecution not filed. When I was preparing for this, and I look at our DTO3, our warrant screen, the detainer screen, I see that there's a felony hold lodged on March 1st by Venus PD in regards to the DR 2018 number. The same number that's on the front page of the warrant.
And so the only reason that I asked him to do that, I mean, it's clear the county attorney did not file charges. They refused to file charges. And the hold that's on him by Venus PD is in reference to this case. And this is not a case where the county attorney sent it back. They refused to file charges on it. So, although there's still a hold on them, I don't think Venus PD would be.
I'm sorry, I know. One thing real quick, Mr. O'Leary, pardon me, and that is, did you say what the date that they dropped charges was? Was there a date associated with that?
The email was dated on March 28th. My request of the status of charges and prepared.
And Phoenix's was March 1st?
And Phoenix was on March 1st.
So there's a stronger reason to believe that they dropped charges, right?
Well, the kind of attorney refused to file charges.
Yeah,
the attorney refused to file charges, yeah.
I'm still concerned, this is one board member, I'm still concerned about what he would be able to get done. Inasmuch as he admits himself, he does not have any support out there in the community, be it family or community. And I just wouldn't, see, because when he was released the first time, he was released to the hospital, and that just didn't work. I think if the first thing that you see on the warrant is that he was released to a hospital for his situation, and I'm afraid that he might end up back at the same hospital or at a different facility, and then we're going to have, not only am I interested in the community, I'm also interested in him. I just don't want him to end up being in worse shape than he is at this time. But as I say, each board member, as you can see, we continue to have a real discussion, and it's good that we're having a discussion. I think you was about to say something, Honorable Mr. Johnson, and I interrupted, sir.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion by board members? Okay. Well, I'm going to offer a motion. We'll see where it goes, and since we've already gone through phase one, if it fails, then we'll have a counter motion. That's my understanding, that we've gone through that process in the past. And my motion is going to be to revoke his community supervision, and the reasons for that is because of the information contained in warrant number 2018-W0589, and the fact that he does not have, well, to the best of our knowledge, and according to himself, he does not have community support out there. And I think that it would be in his best interest to work with the persons there at the prison, as well as to work with
goes on the outside, so that when he gets out, he will not return again. And that is my motion to revoke.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
I disagree.
Okay, so let me get everything in here. I made the motion. Mr. Mills seconded the motion. Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Johnson, disagreed. Mr. Rittenhouse agreed, and Mr. Kiwanis agreed. Now, did I get that right? I just want to make sure that I have it right. Okay, so by a vote of 4-1, his community supervision will be revoked. However, he will be released on June 2nd, 2018, which is about 2 months from yesterday. And at that time, he will be on his own, but I hope that in the meantime, during this 2 month period, he could work with his CO3 and with others that might in the community who might be able to work with him, so that he will, so that when he gets out, he just won't be out on his own. And that was my real concern. So, sir, you have been revoked. However, you will be getting out according to the information that we have on June 2nd of this year, which is about 2 months from yesterday. And we wish you the best. Work with your CO3. Work with anybody else who can help you. And please, above all, please stay on your medication, because that's very important. Because I think if you're on your medication, you're going to be safe. So good luck. Your hearing is over, and please
get with me.
Yes, sir.
This is the last thing. The reason why I think the Phoenix County has a petition on me once I'm going to have the hold, because I think they're going to take me back to UBC, and I might be getting a court order on meds, because the Phoenix PD and the Phoenix Yelp said that the happened officer was already looking into putting a petition on me. So that means that I'm going back to the mental hospital. I just want to get released in the streets. Okay. And to get acting comes out every day. And I also got one of my support staff that used to help me back in the day, still with me. I forgot to put that out there. They went to CFSS Child and Family Support Services. I was the first client to ever work with CFSS Child and Family Support Services. I was the first client that they have ever worked with, and
so I'm going to suggest very strongly that you continue to work with them, but the board is already voted now. We wish you the best, and so, but when you get out, make sure that you work with those same people so that you will not return again to DOC, sir. Your hearing is over, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir. And thank you so much for participating today, sir.
Okay, thank you.